USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Georgia's spring weather across the U.S. and Europe drew people cooped up inside for weeks to soak up the sun, even as additional coronavirus hotspots in Russia and Pakistan are emerging. Overall, Russia has now reported over 125,000 cases and more than 1,200 deaths. The true numbers are believed to be much higher because not everyone is tested. Pakistan appears to be joining Russia with rapidly increasing case counts. Pakistan announced that nearly 1,300 new cases now raise the total in the country to about 18,000. And people grateful to be outdoors were still wearing masks everywhere, even on southern U.S. beaches and by some joggers in Spain. A New York City farmers market enforced the familiar 6 feet of space between people wanting to buy spring flowers. And police and park officials were spread out across New York City, sending out 1,000 officers to enforce social distancing on the warmest day since the beginning of March. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A 5.4 magnitude earthquake hit near southern Puerto Rico, jolting many from their beds on an island where many people remain in shelters from previous quakes earlier in the year. The U.S. Geological Society said the quake hit just off the coast of Talboa Pinuelas and was felt where hundreds of homes were destroyed by a quake in early January. The tremor also hit as Puerto Ricans remain home under a 2-month lockdown to help curb the spread of coronavirus. A federal judge in Los Angeles dismissed demands by the United States women's soccer team for pay equal to that of men's. Molly Levinson, spokeswoman for the defending World Cup champions, said the plaintiffs will appeal. The suit pitted the players against the United States Soccer Federation. Members of the women's national team had sought more than $66 million in damages as part of their gender discrimination suit. The legal battle grew out of 2016 complaints filed with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission on behalf of 5 top women players. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A growing number of U.S. homeowners have stopped making their mortgage payments as layoffs around the country soar and more households face more financial problems. Nearly 4 million people, or over 7% of all mortgage holders, have sought relief on their home loans as of April 30th, according to housing data provider Black Knight. That's up sharply from the beginning of March, when fewer than 150,000 mortgages were in forbearance. The number is only expected to grow, with May payments due now and the nation's unemployment rate expected to reach between 15 and 20%. Americans are eligible for up to $1,200 in coronavirus stimulus money unless they're married and filing taxes jointly with an immigrant who does not have a Social Security number. About 2 million undocumented people are married to a U.S. citizen or green card holder. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a monumental injustice that must be fixed, but the spokesman for the IRS, Michael Zona, said the requirement of a Social Security number is bipartisan because it prevents illegal immigrants from qualifying for U.S. taxpayer-funded programs and helps reduce fraud and abuse. The IRS also said Americans in a mixed status marriage will get a stimulus payment if they file tax returns separately, but if they've already filed, they won't be getting the payment this year and will have to wait until next year to submit their taxes individually. Stay current with all your coronavirus updates at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.